for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Spider's our guest tonight from Power Man 5000. Spider, I guess I haven't seen since we did the TV show. It seems
like
I've seen him in this studio.
I do creep around the studio, but not, you know, not when I'm on the show. It's like
maybe,
I hang out and watch you guys.
Where that? I don't know. But anyway.
But maybe it's good to be here, regardless.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
And Power Man 5000 has another CD coming out tomorrow. That is Tuesday, May 20th, which I have in front of me. And we will hear something off it. Actually, two things off it before the night is over.
Right on.
Yes, Spider, were you going to say something? Did I cut you off?
I was listening to you.
Power Man is going to be on a tour, or is on a tour, I should say, and we have a bunch of tour dates for you. But in lieu of just reading them all off, and there's a lot of cities that we're in, I think I'll just give you the website. You can look it up yourself. So if you're interested in seeing the band or anything about buying the CD or what else is on this website, Spider?
Everything. Great. It's a great website. Great little community of troublemakers that hang out on there. We've got tour dates and photos and media and videos and all that good stuff.
It's www.powerman5000.com.
Clever.
And your brother Rob Zombie's been on the show many times, always talking about comic books and all that kind of stuff.
What a nerd.
But you're into some of that stuff too, aren't you?
Yeah, we grew up, you know, obviously together as brothers into the same kind of stuff, and we were social misfits and didn't hang out with anybody and submerged ourselves in stupid things like comics and TV and movies and, you know.
Did you hang out together? I mean, you guys probably, you know, I mean, here's the deal. You guys were sort of battling society, I'm sure, as teenagers. But were you battling yourselves?
Not really, because we had to stick up for each other. We were only 2 years apart, so we would walk, you know, to the bus stop together and have to fight our way on the bus because everyone in the neighborhood hated us. And so we learned early on it was probably better to stick together than to...
He's only 2 years older than you?
Yeah, everyone. You know what? The funny thing about that is a lot of kids on tour, they say, "Hey, Spider, is it true that Rob Zombie's your dad?" But, you know, that's because he's got the hair and the beard and the whole thing. And he's,
you know. Yeah. Well,
he's my brother, yes.
You got that. Yeah, I guess if you look like the guy from the cover of the Jethro Tull CD, the old man in the Aqualung CD or whatever the hell it was, and then you got a brother that looks like Billy Idol in 1986. There's going to look like an age difference there.
Can a guy have blonde hair without being compared to Billy Idol?
No.
Can a guy curl his lip up once in a while?
He can't. Mm. You know what my favorite Billy Idol story is? I brought him up.
Too,
you got
to
go.
Yeah.
Well, this one's just for me. My good Billy Idol story is just from watching TV, but. They did it like a true Hollywood story or the Behind the Rock or whatever the hell on him. And he was two-time and his wife had a few ladies on the side. Basically what you'd expect, just had a newborn son or daughter. Anyway, his wife was out by the pool catching a few rays with the infant son. He picked up the telephone in the house and was having a little conversation with one of his ladies he was going to rendezvous with. Unfortunately, the baby monitor was on in the bedroom he was in. And I guess the son or the little baby wasn't by the pool with her. She was by the pool and the baby was napping. And he was sort of in the baby's room looking out the window at her saying, "Nah, she's just going to catch some sun and then take a nap. So I'm going to tell her I'm going out to the hardware store and I'll be by in a minute." Hangs the phone up and then goes out. "Okay, babe, I'm going to make a run." And where are you going?
Hardware store?
Does he really go to the hardware store, Billy Idol?
I don't even think he used that one. But the point is there's nothing better than that story. Is there the baby monitor bust? You give me your...
Mine's not as good.
Well, I wasn't there. You may have been there.
But you're a better
for yours.
Storyteller. No, I was just talking to a old-time record guy who worked with Billy Idol and set up in-store appearances with, you know, you go and sign records. And so... Billy's drinking a bottle of Jack at the in-store, and the store owner gets really nervous and says, "You can't drink in the store during this blah, blah, blah." So you know, it's like, well, I'm not going to tell Billy Idol this. You have to go tell him. So he, the rep proceeds to tell him, you can't drink Jack at the, and then so Billy stands up and throws the bottle of Jack at the record store manager and leaves. And that's about it. Yeah,
so he knew he told him to tell him.
Yeah, so that was it. You know, that's my story.
Well, listen, not as good as the baby monitor story, but...
But you could elaborate. You didn't watch it.
Yeah, but you didn't watch your story on TV like I did. I was just like every other schmo in the United States. All right, so we'll hear something off the new Powerman 5000 CD in just a couple of few. We'll take some calls. Let's talk to Sophia, who's 15. Sophia?
Yeah.
What's up?
Ooh, boy.
My boyfriend has been asking me for anal sex, and I decided to say yes because since I let them have a, well, the screener said it was a foursome.
The what?
The screener said it was a foursome that I had with him.
Well, was it a foursome?
Four people.
That'd be a foursome.
That'd be a foursome.
Yeah.
And so now he wants anal sex.
It's funny. It's like it's part phone screener Brian's fault that she had the foursome now because he dubbed her four-way sex act a foursome. You had a foursome, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's just couch it that way.
Was it, what was the breakdown? Like one, her and three guys? And
there was two girls and two guys.
Eight midgets and two girls, two guys.
Yes.
You and your boyfriend and your friend and her boyfriend?
My friend and a friend of his. I don't know the guy.
And Sophia, you're 15.
Mm. Yes.
15 into foursomes and anal sex. And got the voice thing going.
All right. Well, in lieu of gambling this early in the show, sexual abuse?
Oh, what do you mean?
In the past.
Yes. I just yes.
Well,
of
my
course.
Grandfather lives with us, so.
He used to do stuff to you?
Well, he does.
He does.
Still does stuff to you.
Currently does.
Since I was five.
Till you're five.
And he's still doing something.
Yeah.
You know, it's tragic, but God bless him. The man's probably close to 70, right?
Come here and give me a hug.
Does your boyfriend know about this?
No. I don't think he cares too much.
All right.
Boyfriend doesn't care.
How old is this old F, known as your grandfather?
My grandfather?
Yeah.
27.
77th birthday is in June.
Wish him happy birthday for
77.
Yeah.
How old's your boyfriend?
19.
Oh, all right, that's bad. But wait a minute, 77, and he's still sort of doing things to you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they can. Sure.
Like what?
Sort of embarrassing.
Yeah.
When I was little, it was more him feeling me, but now he makes really, I have to, you know, give him... I guess you would say it's oral. I don't think he gets much of an erection, and he'll feel me up and stuff.
Hold on a second. If this is real, this is just one of the most disturbing, it's sort of crazily provocative calls we've had on this show in quite some time.
Mm.
Am I hearing right? She's 15.
Midway through, I thought it was a gag.
I don't know anymore.
I don't know.
You feeling it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Giving the 77-year-old oral sex?
I'm a little chilled by it, so it's kind of like, ugh.
Okay.
A little crazy.
Sophia?
Yeah.
He's living in the same under the same roof you're under, right?
Yes, my mom's birth father.
Birth father. And
why do you say it like that? Your mom's birth father.
It's my mom's father. My I have a lisp. I'm sorry.
No, but why not say your mom? Well,
no, I said father. My lips slurred it.
No, okay. That's all right. We're going in a different direction here, but was your mom abused by this guy?
I don't know. I told her when I was like 9 that what had been going on, and she just screamed at me and told me I was a liar. So.
And where's your dad?
I don't know.
Is he kind of an idiot, your dad?
I've never met him.
Never met him. Did your mom say he's an idiot?
True. What do you got to speculate? I'm sure the guy's an idiot. Right. Or he's the sanest person around, and he just split this train wreck early. Hey, Sophia.
Yeah.
When is the last time your grandfather did anything like this to you?
Last night.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah. It's partly my fault.
How's it your fault?
Because I don't stop myself.
You don't stop yourself.
Well, don't stop yourself from...
I mean, he calls me to his room, and I mean, I'm sure if I ran out, he couldn't do anything, but I forced myself almost.
All right, this is a profoundly disturbing situation, Sophia.
You
got to get some counseling.
Would you be willing to call Department of Social Services?
But my mom, I told her, and she just didn't believe me.
Yeah, well, your mom was victimized by this a-hole, too.
Right, this is her dad, this schmuck.
Yeah.
But he lives with us.
I know, which just makes it even worse. Can we give you some phone numbers, maybe?
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know to put the anal sex.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that. But that...
He's really wanting it, and I don't want to...
I know.
I don't think that's your biggest problem.
Unfortunately, it's going to... You're sort of a robot, just like you are for your grandpa. You're going to do whatever this guy tells you to do. You don't know how to be anything but a victim. And, you know, it's something you shouldn't do if you don't want to do, but... As you say it, you can't stop yourself. You just kind of go right on with whatever the whim of the other person is. And being invaded by another person like that to the point that you're completely exploited, that's not a good situation to be in.
All right, so listen, Sophia.
Yes.
As you know, I'm a genius, right?
Uh-huh.
Self-proclaimed, but still a genius.
A genius.
Okay, look, here's the deal. You need A, this grandfather of yours is a criminal.
Why?
Because he's...
It's my fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
He has indoctrinated you into this life and brainwashed you. Okay. You're nothing but a victim. Don't question yourself.
None of this has anything to do with you.
Okay. Right. All right.
Okay.
All right. You got to take a phone number down and make a phone call and start this process, okay?
Oh.
All right. Grab a pad.
I don't know if I find something.
Yeah. Throw you, does your grandfather have, does he have dentures?
You mean the fake teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like you to toss those in the garbage disposal tonight, if you would, please.
I don't think my mom would like that. They're pretty pricey.
Yeah, I know. But it'd still be nice to have that guy toothless. And can't we send that old F to jail? And can't somebody just put an ice pick in his ear or something?
Well, I mean, really. He might have cancer, so.
Good.
We're celebrating.
I hope his decrepit body's ravaged by cancer. I hope he gets sack cancer.
No, please, you're going to make me go to hell.
You're not going to hell. I'm going to hell. I'm the one that's wishing cancer on him.
And by the way, there's nothing worse than what you could be going through now. So this is, everything is better from here. Hell is what you've submerged in.
Yeah, hell's a nice step up.
1-800, here we are. Are you writing it down?
Yeah.
540-4000.
4,000.
Speaking of 4,000, Powerman 5,000. This 1-800 coming out tomorrow, by the way.
Another number is 422.
Thank you.
422-4453.
422-4453.
All right.
All right, you call them and tell them about a third of what you've told us.
I think you've got to call the Department of Social Services, too, because you need some help.
What are they going to do?
Nothing to you.
You're going to be helped. But just call the phone number. Call the helplines we just gave you. Just sit down and chat a little more with people about.
Okay. But what should I do for my boyfriend, though?
No anal.
You tell him Adam and Drew said no anal.
Yeah.
He can call us if he has a problem with that.
All right.
And no more foursomes. Huh?
Well, he think I'm like crazy for calling him.
No.
You got to dump him. He's 19. He's too old for you.
But I'm 15.
Yes, he's 19.
That's right. We did that math. I know you're used to
a
66-year-old age difference, but that's not the way it works. Even 4 years is too much here, right?
Right.
All right. All right. Take care of yourself.
Fantastic. Good luck.
You call back. Tell us how it went.
Take that number.
All right.
Nothing heals the soul like a little music tomorrow. She could
buy that Power Man 5,000.
Maybe we should have some tonight, like right now.
Hold on a second. I got to digest that whole thing.
I'm just...
How can you tell somebody that 4 years is too big a difference? How can you tell a 15-year-old that a 19-year-old is too much when she's got a 77-year-old that's
blowing.
In her staple?
Yeah.
Oh, Drew.
That's what she was doing. That's what she
know,
said.
You
have to
but
put it like
doctor.
That.
Jesus Christ.
That's what she said she was doing.
She said you could call it oral. That's
what she
said.
You could call it oral.
That's what I called it.
She did not say blowing.
That's what I called it.
All right.
No, that is such a... Listen, I'm using that kind of language because that old F is the guy that's causing her to do that.
Yeah.
And he needs to, as you say, have an ice pick put in his
front lobe. As a society, would we be okay with that?
Yeah, he's lived a nice life. You know,
77.
At that point, I don't have that problem about, that's the kid that was abused himself. You know, it's like...
Right.
He did fine. He's fine. Took a lot of people down with him along the way, and now that's it.
Regardless of the abuse that 77-year-old man may have suffered.
Must have suffered.
Must have suffered when he was 9 years old. once you make it into your 70s, you've had a pretty good run. It's time for the ice pick, right?
Mm.
Okay. Let's take one more call and see
all
if
right.
we can
yeah,
live the beat
one.
A little.
Let me see if I can get them.
And then we'll... Okay.
Dentures are pretty pricey, too. Yeah.
Then we'll do it.
Pricey.
Oh, pricey. And by the way, pricey to that family. Pez dispenser would be fall under the heading of pricey, I'm guessing.
Tammy, 15.
23.
Good.
What's up?
Okay, I have a question.
All right.
My fiancé and I, when we have sex, I cannot have an orgasm orally when he gives me oral sex or when he's on top. Mm-hmm. Dr. Drew has made the comment before that most women can get off better orally. I can't at all.
Right. And I said for those that have orgasm during intercourse, they tend not to lack oral sex.
Well, I do. I do.
But I mean, not to have that as a main way of getting an orgasm. If you can orgasm.
The only way that I can is if I'm on top.
That's
all right. Oh, who cares? Are you with your grandfather?
No.
All right. Well, because that's all we're taking tonight.
Who cares?
We're only taking grandpa calls. All right. Are you calling us to tell us that you can have an orgasm
no,
when you
I
ride your
know
boyfriend?
If it's normal. I want to know. Yeah, if
who cares?
Yes,
it's normal.
Yes, you're able to have an orgasm during intercourse. You're better off than most.
Okay.
And right. you get on top and you do the cowgirl thing and you do the rub, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what women claim they can do. Although I've never experienced that.
Never seen that before in real life.
It sounds a little wound up.
Right, you're all right there, Tammy.
Okay.
All right. But you know what? Maybe you're a little uptight. Maybe if you could relax a little more, you get the orgasm through the oral sex.
Okay.
No, but you know.
All right.
See what I'm saying?
But the ones that again.
I know what Drew's saying, but maybe that's because they are a little more controlling.
Yeah.
Tammy.
Yes.
Do you think if you could, have a glass of red wine and
I knew
sort
the
of
red wine was being served up here, yeah.
drift off and stare at the ceiling, that you could have an orgasm through oral sex?
It might work,
right.
but I can't try that.
Why not?
Because I'm pregnant.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
All right, well, how about a little heroin?
No.
Okay. That was a trick.
No.
Good answer, baby. Okay. Good times. All right. I need one of those women that can only get off by jumping up and down on my sort of semi-hard penis whilst I sort of watch SportsCenter through the fold of their elbow
and
their
huh?
side. That's the greatest of all worlds there, isn't it?
Doesn't really exist.
I don't really care for oral sex. I don't like the kind of sex where you're moving. I like to just lie there like a corpse with an erection, and I'll just take care of myself. You know what I mean? All I got to do is in the morning just sort of flip you over with that morning boner. And then I'll have my orgasm. Wouldn't that be nice?
It doesn't exist, though.
It seems to with Tammy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
You have her number.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we'll call her.
It does exist.
All right, let's hear something from Powerman 5000. What do you say? This is...
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Yeah, what are we going to play? Oh, I
Free.
Got it. I got
Free.
It.
Yeah. Free. The new Smash single.
and hoping and thinking it's you who's got this all under control. Never a minute has passed you all by when they haven't invaded.
Man, 5,000.
That was fantastic.
That does sound like a hit to me.
Me too.
For the right amount of money, I can put a curse on the band, which, of course, leads to nothing but endless prosperity. Drew.
Yeah.
Last band I put a curse on.
No doubt.
No doubt. There you go. And look
why,
at them.
What happened? Why'd you do that?
Oh, they gave me a hard time. They said I was racist, and it was kind of a funny story, actually.
Yeah, you might as well tell it real quick.
I'll be fast. No Doubt was in here, oh man.
7 years ago, 8 years ago?
Maybe 7, 8 years ago.
Racist against white kids from Orange County?
No, it gets
well,
better.
Yeah, the Tragic Kingdom had not really come out. Or Tragic Kingdom, the first big CD they had, came out and sort of sat around for about 6 or 8 months, didn't really do anything, and then it picked up steam, and they came in here as it was starting to pick up steam, but there wasn't any real big deal. And Gwen was saying in front of Tony, the Indian bass player, she was saying, I dated a guy once and he dumped me and blah, blah, blah. But she certainly didn't look at him, and who the hell knew the story back then. And she said, yeah, I dated an Indian guy. And I said, yeah, Indian guy, really? And I said, woo, 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 Indian or 7-Eleven Indian? And Tony went, I'm the guy. So it was kind of weird with the,
right,
with the woo, woo and the 7-Eleven. I was making a joke, you know. We got past it. And by the way, who talks about the person they're dating sitting right next to them as if they weren't in the room, you know? And I was saying, this a-hole's got to be high. Who would dump you? Look how high you are, you know? And the guy's just sitting right there. She's not looking at him, you know?
That's very funny.
Anyway, so later, we sort of had a laugh about it. It was about halfway in the show. And then we got through the rest of the show. And it was like a year later, we were going to have him back. And they're like, no, we're not coming back because Adam's a racist.
Wow.
So I don't want to come back. And I thought, you know, I was just making a joke.
Sure.
That's the job. And really,
so you put a curse on
it. I put a curse on the band.
Right.
And have you heard from them since? That was 8 years ago. No?
Just out like a light.
For those of you who don't know who No Doubt is, it's got to be confusing to them.
Orange County band.
Had a couple of...
Lead singer was a woman.
Made a little noise about 96, 97, but that's it. I think...
Well, after the curse.
Yeah, I think Gwen's got 22 kids. She was a singer now. She's a housewife. I think a lot of guys just basically went back to civilian life.
Yeah, so. The bass player's at 7-Eleven.
He's 7-Eleven. Yeah. Or maybe working at one of those casinos. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Spider's here from Power Man 5000. It's been a long time since we've seen Spider, but...
Did you miss me at all?
I did.
Good.
Yeah. As I was driving in tonight, thinking, who's on tonight? I oftentimes ask our security guard, Andy, we have a guest tonight? It's like, yeah, I think it's a band. Who are they? I don't know. But now I check the paper before I leave, and then figure it out. See, we've got a paper up on the wall. Yeah, see, there's Deftones Last Night, Power Man 5000.
What's Strong Medicine?
I have no
idea. It's a TV show on Lifetime.
Oh, Lifetime. True knows. It's a medicine show, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like an Indian kind of thing.
No.
Strong Medicine. You smoke 'em, peace pipe. It heaps strong medicine. Yahey!
There is no racial bigotry here.
Yeah. James?
Were we speaking Indian to one another the other night?
I think we were, yeah.
Was it Indian or what were we speaking?
We were speaking Indian, and then as we got more heated, it turned into Japanese.
Oh, that's right.
So my Indian starts off as, Nanashe, Nanaya, Hekeche, Ayamwanahe. But then eventually goes into Hanacha, Yanakekisha, and it ends up turning into like a Japanese drill sergeant.
After all, that, you know, they had to make their way across the Aleutian Islands there.
Did they?
Some center of history. And
they did, huh?
Relative there. Yeah.
All right. James?
James 28.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I was just wondering about piercings and if Dr. Drew knew any...
good piercings?
Anything that might help me out in making a proper decision.
Where do you plan the pierce to go?
I like when the callers lose interest with their own calls about halfway into it. Yeah, I want to ask about piercings and if...
I wasn't sure if I was listening to this your radio station or what I was listening to earlier.
By the way,
that girl was really, that call earlier really disturbed me.
Yeah.
I have four girls of my own.
Yeah. Sex with grandpa, yeah.
You already have four girls. You're 28.
Yeah.
Wow, and you're thinking about getting a piercing, Dad.
Yeah.
It's almost as disturbing as grandpa and the blowjob.
Marginally more, if you think about it, in certain ways, because you're in charge of these four girls. Really, Pops? You want to get a piercing?
Did he say where he wants it?
Yeah, where?
I was thinking about a PA, but...
Prince Albert.
Prince Albert with four kids.
Mm. Four little girls.
Yeah.
Just remember, whatever you do is what they're going to sort of model in their mind for the guy, kind of guy they want to be with when they grow up.
I want a dick like dear old Dad.
Hey, well, they never see that, so...
All right. Not yet, they don't.
What's your problem? What is your question about the piercing?
Well, is it going to inhibit me from... feeling, or
it's going to inhibit you from standing up and peeing.
Really? Each time?
You got to sit down.
What if you use a sink, like
They have the Corolla sink method, of course.
Okay.
And it can't. I've seen cases where people get problems with erections and have sensitivity problems, and you can get infections and things can happen. But you know,
so go for it.
Yeah, that's Drew's ringing endorsement.
Yeah.
Hey, James, let me probe into your life just a little bit.
Sure.
Do you live with your four daughters?
I am a single father of four.
Where is Mom?
She's in jail.
Why?
She felony possession of methamphetamines. I left her 4 years ago. Earlier this year, I got my children, and thank the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just doing the best I can. I got work two jobs, and I'm...
All right. James, let me tell you where your focus needs to be. Anywhere but your genitalia at this point. Every extra penny you have, every spare moment you have, should be going into these four daughters. Because with a mom who's in jail for crank, it's going to be a tough road, a hoe for these girls. Hoe being the operative term.
All right? Right.
Yeah, don't focus on your junk. I know it's a pleasant distraction, but why don't you get yourself a Game Boy or something for that? Leave your penis alone. Even though you're 28, relatively young, but four daughters and an old lady in the joint, you're in your 40s. You understand?
Before what? Yeah.
I'm just saying, chronologically.
You should be, yes.
Hey, listen, you tell me you're 28, and, I mean, there are guys who are 28, single, and who are on the, who do inline half pipe skating for a living. Yeah. Those guys can focus on their dork. You got four daughters.
I do extreme diving, and...
It's great. That's great. You have an air bubble burst in your head with an aneurysm. You get the bends, and now you got four daughters with nobody around.
My girlfriend was the one that mentioned this to me. I thought maybe I might want to consult a real physician.
All right.
Mention what
James,
to you?
The piercing. Do you get high a lot?
No. As a matter of fact, I quit getting high about 4 years ago. I don't even smoke pot.
Okay. It sounds sort of...
What do you mean? What were you getting? When you say you're getting high, what were you getting high on?
Meth.
Speed?
I used to get high on speed, but once my daughters were born, that extremely tamed down. And then,
do you have some memory problems still from that?
Well, probably so.
All right. You know all their names?
Yes, of course.
Quick, what are they?
Kirsten, Allison, Melody, and Clara.
Oh, you got lucky, buddy. I'm going to check up on that and get back to you. Brian, get on that. See if he's right on all four.
James,
all right, James.
James, we described you. We've had multiple reasons why you shouldn't do this, all right?
Yeah, he's good. He's doing a little extreme diving. His girlfriend went, oh, my God.
Extreme diving.
How, okay. What's the over-under on how many of his daughters do bachelor parties? 3.5?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's wrong? And really, there's nothing that says this guy can't crank out a fifth kid with his new old lady in the next 6 months. No society is going to stop him from doing that. I don't know. I'm fine with that. Let me go on a quick jag for just 1 second. Big guy.
Morning at Phil, front page New York Times today.
Yeah, you know what else is in the L.A. Times? Drew, I know you're going to be shocked by this revelation. I owe everyone an apology. Secondhand smoke.
Not as
evidently
bad as
doesn't kill people.
Oh, what?
As a doctor, Drew.
I'm shocked. I thought there were millions.
Millions of deaths. Millions of deaths. 58,000 every year, according to some of these billboards they pass because of secondhand smoke. But as it turns out, that was slightly over-exaggerated. Well, what do you know?
I should have read that article, and I'm sorry I didn't see it.
What do you know about that?
Was there an apology attached to it?
No, but you know what I was thinking? I was picturing our friend Slash with his snake around his neck, smoking 3 cigarettes at a time, and I thought, how relieved is Slash's snake, the secondhand smoke? You know, he's wearing that python like a pashmina and just chain-smoking his whole day through, and I thought, that snake, that python really dodged
the
bullet.
I'm confused, Adam. I thought...
Yeah.
One cigarette blown out twice by your mom was the equivalent to smoking 3 packs of cigarettes by yourself.
Well, I don't know, Drew. I don't know. Remember all those PSAs and all the money and all the
millions
commercials
spent on
and
that.
All
in
the
meantime, billboard. Morning After Pill goes unnoticed.
Right.
The New York Times this morning finally had a little article about how the poor drug companies were trying to distribute Prevent and Plan B. Couldn't afford to do advertising, couldn't afford to get it on the shelves. They're beginning to pick it up now. But for the grace of God, there's these initiatives where these pills are becoming available without a prescription. That's what's making the difference now.
Good. Well, here's all we're saying, Spider. Power Man 5000, by the way. New CD coming out tomorrow.
That's why I'm here.
You know, as far as PSAs go, or the public service announcements and the stuff you need society to know and the stuff you don't really need them to know, to us, this morning after pill, this not an abortion pill, but a way for the condom breaks.
Sure.
Something the gals could take. We've been talking about this for 6-7 years, and it's taken that many years for sort of society to sort of catch on to it.
A little bit.
Meanwhile, all our societal focus is going into secondhand smoke, which really is neither here nor there. Maybe you have some sort of adverse effect to it 55 years down the line from now.
And why do you suppose that is?
I don't know what the preoccupation... I don't know why. Well, I'll tell you what some of it is. Some of it is a-holes like Rob Reiner and other Hollywood celebrity elitists sort of latching on to certain problems and deciding that this is a problem that we all need to focus on. That's part of it. And deciding, and one of them had big industry behind it too. They don't like tobacco manufacturers and that kind of stuff. We decided that somebody was the demon and we needed to go after this demon. It's a little bit reminiscent of the sort of Salem witch hunts.
Mm-hmm.
Just pick somebody and go after them. We decided that tobacco companies were evil and we all needed to go after them. And if it meant lying, well, so be it. It was all part of a noble cause. Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is we don't need an apology from these people that fabricated these lies. We just need not to listen to them again. They lose their turn. When they want to pipe up about the next thing that comes down the pike, we have to tell them to F off. That's all I'm saying. All right. Thank you.
That will feel good.
Yeah. And thank God I was screaming about it for 3 years. I'm not saying secondhand smoke is good for you, but it doesn't kill 56,000 Americans a year.
None of that. Does it warrant... tens or maybe hundreds of millions of dollars of advertising campaign that could have been
used towards
so
something
many
that
other ways.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah, like piercings. Could
right.
Have advertised.
That's right. Mandy?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yep.
What's up?
I've had 2 abortions in the past, like one when I was 16.
Right.
And one about like 6 months to like 9 months ago, I guess.
You didn't know about this morning after pill.
I did. I've taken that before.
Why didn't you take it this time?
She would have had 5 abortions.
Well, when I was 16, I was just dumb and young, much like most 16-year-olds. And
right.
By the time I found out I was pregnant, it was too late.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
And same with the second time I was pregnant. It just, like, crept up on me. I didn't even know an accident had happened. I didn't know I had, you know, even got anything in me, got impregnated.
I see.
So, so I got another one.
Broke or something, huh?
And I was actually just wondering if that would, if I ever decided.
Hold on. Her argument was, the first time I was young and dumb. The second time I was older and dumb. It's really like her. Was that kind of like her argument?
Yeah, yeah. Second time I didn't know.
All right, Manny. Maybe you're still dumb.
Oh, yeah, that's why I had the second one. I'm too dumb, not ready to have a kid yet.
All right, well, I like anyone who says they're too dumb has got to be a little bit on the ball. I like that.
So, yeah, I'm not trying to raise any more fricked up people.
That's right.
The world already has. So, yeah, basically I want to know, like, in the future, if I ever do decide to have kids, is that going to affect my pregnancy or
It could, but probably not. Certainly, each abortion can be associated with an added risk for problems with fertility. But if you go through the abortions without any big complications, usually you're fine. How do you feel about having had those abortions, though?
Really guilty, actually. Like, the first one, the guy was a complete ass, and I didn't feel that bad about it. But the second one, I felt really bad about it.
Because a kid would be half-ass, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I was lucky if his genes didn't take over and be all ass.
As
opposed to all dumb.
So, yeah. The
half ass,
time,
half
I,
dumb.
I
be a dumbass.
Yeah. Be a dumbass. And the second one would just be a dumb-dumb or
no,
dumbass?
The second one probably would be better. The father was going to be, you know.
Did you go through any biological changes as a result of these abortions that you sort of felt made you extra uncomfortable? Or, do you remember that?
Not really.
Okay.
So, like, I had an ultrasound done with the second one, and I heard it's, like, little heartbeat, and so that kind of affected me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I still have the ultrasound picture I look at, like, every now and then, and I feel bad for it. I don't think I could ever go through another
abortion
again.
I think
Manny's
sort of making my point for me.
Yeah.
A guy would go through that and go, mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Women, they're attached to this, whether it's a biological attachment or the result of their sort of biological urge to be reproductive is an important part of who they are. This is a biological event for them. And you know, too many... I was talking to a woman the other day who was going... She was talking about, I don't know, why guys demand oral sex and women don't get it reciprocated. I said, why do you do that? You hold all the cards. Just say no oral sex unless it's reciprocated. She goes, well, we're socialized to be caretakers. I said, you disempowered yourself now. Now you're saying, oh, I can't help myself. It happened to me. It was done to me. Society made me that way. As opposed to going, it's innate in my biology. I have to be careful about this if I want it to change. It's wired into my brain from thousands of years, millions of years of evolution. I got to watch out for that and make sure I don't cave into that all the time.
Oh, the broads want to blame it on the man. You know what I mean? Especially the woo-woo.
So do you think that she's going to hell because of all these abortions?
I'd say purgatory.
Yeah.
Not the same place like the grandfather.
But she shouldn't feel guilty about it, though.
Nah. But on the other hand, don't turn the ultrasound into a placemat and stare at it every morning over your cereal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just go ahead and get rid of that one. How'd you have a little burial for it? I know
this
sounds like a corny radio advice, but, you know, put it in a little shoebox or flush it down the toilet. No, put it in a shoebox, put a little note on it, and just go bury it somewhere and let that be part of the past. All right?
Good idea.
Yeah, that's good. That's good talk radio there.
Yeah.
All right, Spider here from Power Man 5000. We'll take a quick break. Be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Spider's here tonight from Power Man 5000. New CD is coming out tomorrow. That is Tuesday.
Yes, or midnight if you're lucky enough to live in a city that record stores stay open.
12:01.
So I think after
tonight,
the show, I'm going to go by Tower and
go grab yourself a
abuse
coffee.
The Deftones and force people to buy our CD instead of theirs.
Very good.
Yeah. Are they open? What are they open till 2?
I think they do that, yeah.
For to be able to
get it, to be the first to get it.
Yeah.
And exactly experience it.
Yeah, because I think the Deftones were talking about their 12:01.
So they're going to be there tonight?
I think they are.
They are?
So you can see the Deftones and Power Man.
Yeah, or me just sort of in the parking lot hanging around.
They didn't say anything about being anywhere.
No,
they didn't.
No, nothing.
They're not about that, man. They're like, you know, something else. I'm here to just sell. Let's go.
Yeah, you're here to pimp.
May 20th.
Yeah, they're here to drink beer and relax.
It's all business.
Chris?
Yeah.
You're 29?
I am.
What's up?
I've been seeing my girlfriend for over a year now and thinking about possibly proposing, but I have one small problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is I don't feel like I'm that physically attracted to her.
No, so why are you thinking about proposing?
Well, it's kind of weird. She's the first girl I've ever dated that's actually been my best friend.
Mm.
And, you know, they always say, marry your best friend.
Yeah. Ooh,
they do say that?
Yeah, some people say that.
What have the other ones been like?
What's that?
What have the other ones been like?
Seems like I've had a lot of arguing in the past with past relationships.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ups and downs.
Yeah. Is there something wrong with her, or are you just not physically attracted to her?
You know, no, there's nothing really. She's in shape.
Did you used to be attracted to her?
I've never really had like that real fire that you have.
Yeah.
So what drew you to her in the first place?
Just pretty much her personality, the way she interacts.
I mean, sometimes this can be good, you know, is particularly if you're somebody that has sort of a trauma history that sort of drives you to very dysfunctional and sort of dramatic relationships. It might be a healthy thing to be with someone that you're not so attracted to, but you're okay. You know, you fit with. You're good with.
There's a note on the screen that says, "Ask about her chest."
Yeah, part of it is she's kind of flat-chested.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, Adam. How would that go, Adam?
Yeah,
I'm more with Adam on that one. I'm more of a boob guy.
I'm a boob man, but
they can fix that.
Well, I mean, here's the other thing too. I don't know. You've been with her for how long?
About a year and a half.
And you never were as into her as some of the gals you've been with?
No.
But do you feel like you've sown your wild oats, so to speak?
Yeah, I think so.
You've been around?
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I sort of have this this theory, which is at a certain point, your relationship sort of transcends physical attraction without sounding corny, which is your wife is just your wife and you're her husband and you have a physical relationship, but you sort of have more than that. And maybe, I mean, you're not going to be wildly attracted to her your whole life, are you? I mean, is anyone that way with someone they've been boinking for 14 years?
I think you can be. And
I don't trust those people.
Well.
There's nothing worse than those couples in their 50s, and they're like, oh, they're like teenage newlyweds.
Well, no, not that kind of craziness. But whatever that is, that passion that starts can sustain, and it can be very sustaining in a relationship. And so,
maybe
on the other
he's
hand,
doing this to himself to get out of the marriage proposal.
But on the other hand, people that have, you know, that choose chaotic relationships can't have that.
Right.
They because for them, that little passionate spark requires, you know, pathology.
Okay.
For it to be.
Well, here's the deal, Chris.
Yeah.
You've been together for a year and a half. You're 29.
Right.
You're not in your 30s, and you haven't been together 4 years. So I'd say you could buy yourself another year here.
Okay.
And see what changes in you. But on the other hand, if you're not into her, you can't string her on for 3 years.
Okay.
All right. I know. I didn't really give him advice.
I say wait, and maybe he'll find that person that he's attractive to and is
This may be the one for him.
Karen?
Yeah?
Karen, you're 21. What's up?
No, I'm 17, but okay.
All right.
Wow, I had a lot of that tonight.
Somebody's not doing it. I just want to know what smoking pot does to, like, your baby while you're pregnant.
Like if you blow it in their face?
No.
Because I think my mom did that to me.
Smoke it while you're pregnant.
Smoking pot?
Yeah.
While the baby.
How much? What stage of the pregnancy? How often?
I'm sorry, what?
How often? What stage of the pregnancy?
8 weeks, and I did it before I really even knew.
How much? How often?
Like, a few times, I'd say.
Like, what?
Hey, kid's gonna be fine.
Do you smoke pot 3 times since you were pregnant?
Okay, say that. 3-4 times.
Just
okay.
Probably not gonna make a big deal. We don't know, really, to tell you the truth, but that kind of thing does happen, and
let's face it, a kid's not going to be a senator or brain surgeon anyway.
Yeah, it's not going to help the pregnancy. Not healthy for the pregnancy, but it probably isn't going to cause a measurable problem.
Where's the dad?
He's still around.
He's still around.
Yeah.
he around as far as he's your boyfriend?
Yeah.
All right. You guys going to get married?
I don't know at this point.
Okay. He's going to stick around and take care of the kid for a few weeks?
Probably longer than that.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
All right. You want to give the kid up for adoption?
No. Mm. The family's really supportive and everything.
Okay. You in high school?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So what happens? Well, I guess you can make it through the year, right?
Yeah, I don't have that much longer left, so.
Okay, you're a senior now?
No, I'm a junior, but I think I'm going to go to, like, a part-time school next year.
Yeah, you go to one of those mama schools.
Mm.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good times. Yeah, they have those classes where they go, like, do not drop your kid into boiling water. Do not punt the kid into the pool. Your kid is not a pencil holder. That kind of stuff.
That's good. Imagine. That's important. You always complain that we need to make better parents.
Right. All right. Well, good times. Spiders here from Power Man 5000. Take a quick break. Hear something else off the new CD after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Spiders here from Power Man 5000. We're going to hear something off the new CD,
right on.
Which is coming out tonight, really in about an hour and 2 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's been a long time. Last record was 1999.
Really?
Yeah, and we made another record, and then we decided not to put it out.
Why?
Because, I don't know, I didn't think it was good enough. And every once in a while, you do something for like the right reasons and not just for the quick buck, you know? Once in a while. And so, we pulled the record 2 weeks before the release and went back and made a whole other record.
Really?
Yeah.
And none of the same songs?
None of the same songs. In fact, and then two original members quit. So I've spent the last couple of years just rebuilding this thing from the ground up. And everyone told me that we'd never survive and be back. And here I am.
Yeah.
On Loveline.
Like a phoenix rising from the ashes of...
They said it couldn't be done.
That's right. And all the critics, they said it couldn't be done, but we're here to say it can be done, and it will be done, and it has been done. Yes, and starting tonight or tomorrow, if you guys want to get some sleep, you pick up that CD.
Absolutely.
It's called Transform, yep. And we'll hear something else off it after just a couple calls. Angie?
Hi.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I got this friend. He's like my best friend, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And, I had a kid when I was younger.
How old were you?
I'm 15. I was 12 when I had the kid.
Mm-hmm. That means you were 11 when you got pregnant?
Oh, yeah. I know her.
Yeah, I think Spider met her on the road.
When she was 11?
She was 11. Yeah.
99.
They're into the rock young age these days.
It works right. It's about 99.
This MTV thing has got them.
The last record, yeah.
That's right. She's pouring the last record. She got on the bus. School. She wore a lot of eyeshadow. How's he supposed to know? She dug the wine cooler. All right, so... Angie, pregnant at 11.
Yeah.
Okay, and saw the baby through or got an abortion?
I went to term with it.
Went all the way through?
Yeah, my mom put it up for adoption.
Just to sort of turn the knife a little bit, what grade were you in when you first got pregnant?
Fourth.
Whoa.
You see what I was talking about with the knife twisting?
Fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
Isn't that where you learn long division?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Stepbrother?
Yeah.
Oh.
How old is he?
That's okay. Wow.
Now or then?
Then.
13.
Mm. Oh, he sounds 14. Like a dynamite lad.
Is he out of jail or is he in jail now?
I never really told anybody before.
No, okay.
Before just now?
Well, my parents knew, but it was kind of too late after a while.
So what's he, a serial rapist now or is he a publicist?
Actually, he's a gamer.
Oh,
he plays video games, and that's about all he does.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Calling all nerds.
Not making a good living off of it.
No.
Okay, so when he's not raping family, he's playing...
video games.
He's playing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fantastic individual. I'd like to get to know better. But now what's up with you?
Now, my friend, I was pregnant a while ago from another rape, of course, but... I had a miscarriage, and my friend found out, and he was, like, so excited because he wanted to take care of it, and then it died, and he flipped out, and now...
Hold on a second. Your friend who didn't rape you, right?
Wanted to raise a baby?
Right.
Like as if you guys were going to be a couple?
Yeah.
How old is he?
14.
Oh, yeah, he's...
Yeah, okay.
He said he always wanted a kid young, that way he could relate to it.
Why do I think that?
Why do you think gay? I don't know.
Yeah,
is he gay?
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to say he's gay twice in one show.
He messed around with a guy about a year ago.
There you go.
He's, like, not gay.
No, yeah.
He's
That's gay. Listen, at 14, as a guy, sea monkeys are a little bit more than you can chew.
And I say
you
that,
know what I mean?
And I say that not to, because he had a sort of a desire to rear a child, but the fact that he wanted to do that with you and he didn't want to have sex with you made me believe that
he
was
maybe he did want to have sex.
Well, see, that's the thing now. He wants to get me pregnant because he wants to have a kid with me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Angie.
What?
I'd like to do this, and we don't do it too often on this show, but if... I would like to shake your life like an Etch-a-Sketch. Just start new.
Snow globe.
No, snow globe is the opposite of the Etch-a-Sketch.
Oh,
like stuff's moving.
That's a
yeah,
hurricane.
This is
blizzard.
Like, remember you get an Etch-a-Sketch and you think, I'm going to sketch Abe Lincoln's head. And then you screw up somewhere along the way and then you screw up again. And at a certain point, you just break it loose and shake it. That's what we got to do with your life, Angie. We got to start fresh here. You understand?
Yeah.
You need to not get pregnant again. You need to not cruise with the 14-year-old fag hags. You need to possibly find Jesus Christ. I don't say that very often.
You know, I think
I'm a Seventh-day Adventist.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. I've been baptized into my church.
Yeah, well, whatever. And how long have you been Seventh-day?
All my life, but I've only been baptized for a year.
Mm. Okay. Has that been going well for you?
Not really.
I see.
Why not?
You need to convert to Judaism.
Maybe...
This would never happen to a Jewish bride. It just wouldn't. You, all these white trash religions, everyone still gets knocked up, still ends up cooking up meth in their garage.
I do agree with
Jews
you.
Jews wouldn't do this.
Maybe getting more involved with your church might be a way out for you here. Really, it might.
Okay, so where's your dad? Was he...
My dad, he's in town, but I don't really like him.
Okay, so you need to... You're not pregnant now, right? Have we caught a small window of you not being pregnant?
Right, I'm not pregnant.
Okay, good.
Okay.
You need to not get raped anymore. You need to not get pregnant anymore. And you need to, like, go to school, get your grades up, and go off to college somewhere.
I have straight A's.
Good.
Okay, good.
My mom's sending me to boarding school to get me away from my friends.
Okay.
That's the Etch-a-Sketch again.
Fine.
Mom's got the right idea.
Just don't get pregnant.
And don't get mad at mom for sending you to boarding school
right.
And act out.
She's looking out for you. Don't go to any parties and drink a bunch of wine coolers and pass out anywhere. Because let me tell you how this rape works. Rape is like, it's like a bad knee. It's like you blow, just quiet and listen to me, Drew.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you blow that knee out early on and then you blow it out a second time, it's much easier to blow out a third time.
Well, absolutely. But what's even more fascinating is a trained eye can see you walking with that knee.
Yes, they
and,
see
and
the limp.
I wish I had that rape vision.
Yeah, me
so
too.
So I could understand
oh,
what
man,
these guys see. How do they see that? How do they victimizers can see victims? They just like it's like some sort of
yeah. They know
night goggle they wear.
You're gonna hold still. You're not gonna cause a scene. You're not gonna tell anybody. You're not gonna run back into the party.
If you had rape vision, you could go warn these women.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, you've got the limp. You got to rehab that, or
right.
Somebody's gonna see it.
Drew, you've inspired me to come up with a new superhero, Rapo. He has rape vision.
Rape no. Wait a minute. Let me think. Let me work on this one.
Drew,
if I had a nickel
for every time you tried to improve on one of my half-baked ideas and made it worse, I'd be a rich man now.
I like the rape vision, though.
All right. You're down with the rape vision?
Rape vision, yes.
Yeah. And see, here's how this superhero works.
Right.
He can see through a wall. He sees a woman is being raped. Instead of breaking in and beating up the guy, he gets in on it.
Yeah, he helps out, right.
Yeah, he
holds her down.
Yeah, he's like, hey, brother, what about me? Yeah, he takes the guy, he roughhouses him, he beats him up, he throws him out, then he finishes raping the girl.
X-rape vision, yes, there you
oh,
go.
Oh, that's good. All right. Brandon?
Yeah.
What's up?
Dog.
Not much, man.
You're 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are my heroes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm a little psyched.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just wondering how to get where you are, Adam.
Well, You got to drive down the 10 freeway and get off on Robertson. After that, it's hard to explain.
Oh.
But that's where we are. There's a new movie theater right by where we are.
Yeah, Drew, what are you, retarded? A superhero called You Have Retard Vision. Idiot.
Look, Adam, people coming here know
this place. Why you've got to broadcast it, though? All right, I'm just kidding. Drew didn't do anything. That's not really where we are. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. So what do you want to know? You want to know how to do radio?
Well, I want to be a comedian.
All right. Long pauses are the kiss of death in radio, by the way.
And comedy.
Okay. And comedy. Go do stand-up.
Okay.
Go to one of these clubs. Do some open mic.
Maybe he has a joke for us.
Yeah. You got anything? What's in the hopper? You have anything lined up for us, Brendan?
You know what? I forgot about something I wanted to tell you. I called in a while ago.
That's a funny joke.
And I remember that you like people who could fart on command.
Yeah, that's true. I think is not a strong enough word. Love is more the word for it.
But is there a stand-up act in this?
I think there is.
Oh, my God.
Can you do that, Brendan?
Well, I can talk with my... No, just kidding. I can... Yes, I can.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's hear what you got.
Okay, hold on. Let me work it up here.
Okay, he's calling from Utah, so I know this kind of acts go over well. In Utah.
Would you have to, like, get in a yoga position? You know, get up on the neck and, one of these...
Yeah, I have to, like, assume a semi-inclined squatting position.
Right, all right. We'll get down there. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, they have that blue man. He could be part of the brown man or something like that.
Or at least, what's the guy with the Jim Rose, his sideshow group?
There's options. This is not going to hurt the career.
Okay, here it comes. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, here we go. All right, there
was. Yeah, you know what I'd like you to do? Here's my act for you, all right, Brendan?
All right.
I would like you to do a ventriloquist act where the dummy farts.
Oh.
But it's you.
What? Oh, I see.
It's him farting.
Got it.
But that's the
no
whole thing.
No one can see his cheeks move.
Yeah. The dummy's name, like, Flacho.
Uh-huh.
And you're just talking, and all of a sudden, and then the dummy's like, ooh, I'm sorry. And you're like, whoa. And you keep doing it.
Dummy's name was Futsy.
That's better than Flacho?
Yes. It's a Yiddish
word. Next caller!
All right, true.
It's a Yiddish word. It's funny.
Futsy?
Yeah, superhero.
Futsy means fart in Yiddish? All right, let's take a vote. Who likes Flacho better than Futsy? Futsy. All right, Brendan, look, go do an open mic.
All right.
All right. You got another joke, or you just want to fart again?
What? I don't know. I like the farting. You know, it's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. You sound like a riot. What's career number two? President? What would you like to be if this doesn't work out?
I'd probably live in a van down by the river.
All right. So you make a career out of doing dead comedians material.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. You keep it up. Oh, man, is my job safe. Every time.
You've seen the competition.
About once every 6 weeks, some kid calls in and says, I want to do what you do. And then I think to myself, I need a raise after I'm done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when Drew with his futsy comments. Didn't I just get done saying you never add to my to
I'm
my
to
ideas?
You rich. You said you've got a nickel every time.
Flacho.
All right.
Flatchy? No.
Joe.
Liam? Flacho, man.
Oh, sleeping. This is good. This is.
Well, what is he calling about? Do you have that on the screen there?
Narcolepsy.
Yeah.
What is it, Drew?
It takes him 2 hours to masturbate, and it hurts his arms. He just seems to have finished the session, and was worn out, and there we go.
He's been on hold for 55 minutes.
Yeah. Good night for him.
We'll put him on hold. We're going to keep checking in with him. Don't hang up on that, Liam.
Estimate his body weight, just based on his snore.
700 pounds.
No, he's not a big kid.
Everyone who snores sounds big.
Yeah, but he's not really doing the big kid snore.
I'm amazed how you fall asleep with the phone.
Yeah,
in your, like,
perfectly.
Is it like a cartoon where people sort of rigor mortis sets in? Like, as you fall asleep, don't you let go of the TV remote or the phone or the dinner tray or whatever you're hanging on to? Like, you just fall asleep standing up?
You know, you're resting there.
Maybe he has one of those headsets.
Let's hear a little more.
All right.
Come on, never get
But I just want to say something.
What?
Remember a few seconds ago I was saying whenever a comedian calls into the show, I realize that my job is safe
yes.
and that I need a raise.
Yes.
But whenever I check in with a listener who's sleeping, it nullifies
Knocks
the whole
you down
thing.
Back
yeah.
again. Yeah,
now
rough.
I'm getting paid too much.
Yeah. It's almost like you knew you picked up.
I've said it many times. No higher compliment can be paid to a talk show host than a guy sawing logs on the other line. All right. Yeah. We're going to check in. And maybe we'll do some gambling to see if he's still going.
Like, maybe, what time will he wake up? And do not wake him up, guys. In there.
No waking him up. No hanging up on him.
If we play him a song, maybe.
Yeah, we'll hear a Powerman 5000 song, right. and then we'll check back in with
okay,
Liam.
Good.
This one's called...
This is our new song.
It's yeah. called... it's ironically, it's called Action.
Right on.
That's off the new CD Transform, which is going to be out in like 42 minutes.
Unbelievable.
And this is Spiders here from the show, by the way, from the band. Did a whole CD, decided didn't like it, and came out with this one. It sounds great so far.
It's much better.
Yeah,
we did
certain it worked. Woke up Liam.
Yeah.
Let's check on it.
Liam keeps rocking.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you how hard that song rocked. It woke Liam up, and he banged his head so hard that he knocked himself out again.
He's not sleeping. He's actually unconscious in a coma.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You breathe when you're in a coma, right, Drew?
Yeah, yeah. Let's listen.
Wait, he stuttered it for me.
Yeah, he almost talked.
Do we have a way of reaching him, waking, what? Calling him back?
You scared spider.
Didn't work.
All right,
a couple
on.
More breaths. Come on.
I'll check with him.
I like those deep inspirations.
Should you be sawing logs at 15?
He needs one of those nose strips.
He's not a big kid, but he's a little, like, you know, kids at 15, they haven't quite grown into their skin yet, and sometimes they're thick, big.
Yeah.
He's one of those kids, probably like about 160.
We should take bets on his weight, too. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Let's take a break. When we get back, we'll talk to Stephanie as blood clots falling out of her coos, and then we'll get back with Liam after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Spider's here from Power Man 5000. CD Transformer is out.
Transform.
Did I say Transformer?
Yeah. That's okay. You're thinking of robots in disguise.
I think there must be another band that has a CD called Transformer, or a band called Transformer. All right. Drew.
No say.
Drew, you do remember Scotty Snotty and the Hankies played your prom in 1974, though, right?
And Blues Image.
Blues Image, who played your prom, too?
Yeah.
And their song was... Ride, Captain, ride upon your mystery ship. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's awesome.
I told you the weirder thing. I was giving blood in an auditorium at a high school. I looked around and went, wait. Oh, my God. I was at a prom there in 1974-ish.
Van Halen.
Van Halen was playing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And, Drew, you said to your date, right before you finger banged her, this band is going to be huge one day, right?
No, actually, I went, these guys suck. Who are these guys?
Yep. All right. Let's see. Where were we? We're going to talk to Stephanie. Stephanie?
Hi.
What's happening?
Well, about 3 weeks ago, my husband and I went for our first ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
And I was supposed to be 10 weeks pregnant and found out that the baby wasn't growing.
Mm-mm.
So I'm waiting to have a miscarriage, and the last few times my husband and I have had sex, I have half dollar size blood clots come out after we're done.
All right, that's the abortion.
Gross.
That's the spontaneous abortion happening.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that pieces?
Yeah.
That's nice.
But it might be uterine lining and other things. It doesn't have to be the conceptus necessarily yet, but it's the whole thing making its way down.
Yeah. Is there any shape to the child at this point?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There is?
How many weeks?
10.
Oh, yeah.
10 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
What do you look like?
Mm-hmm.
A couple inches?
Yeah.
Really? But in a shape?
In the shape of a human, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You shape up pretty quick, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, many? Not bad. Hmm. Hey, Stephanie, so that's coming out one of these days?
My whole thing will be about yay, baby.
Bruce, holding up size of a large grape?
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Ping pong ball?
Yeah.
If it's Asian? Stephanie?
Uh-huh.
A little Asian ping pong humor to break the tension, you know what I'm saying?
So should we stop having sex?
Well, you know the abortion is imminent, so... Not necessarily. I'm worried, though, about your getting infections, things like that. How often are you seeing the doctor?
We go once a week for now.
Yeah. Had you been having the blood clots prior to the last visit with the doctor?
No.
You might give them a call, because it might be time for a DNC.
Yeah. What's a DNC?
Where they go in and pull everything out, scrape it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right?
Little pressure wash.
Yeah, because it's not so much about the having sex. It's more about the fact that things are really coming along here.
Hey, at least your husband's still game. That's what I love about guys.
Anymore.
What's that?
He's not anymore.
Oh, okay, good.
You don't have to call tonight, but tomorrow morning, give him a call. Let him know.
All right. Right. He just wants oral now?
Yeah.
All right. He's like, I was banging her till little pieces of my son start coming out. The, piggy bank there. So now I switched over to oral for a while. It's cool.
It's all good. Good times.
You know he's at work talking to guys about this too. Don't say nothing about it though. Just start crying. Liam, so.
It's good times.
Yeah.
We've got a little, Tekipnik here.
Oh, wow.
Sleep apnea going. Watch, he'll slow, he'll just all of a sudden stop, I bet.
Drew's praying he stops breathing just so he can be right. So when the kid dies, so he can be right. That's Anderson dropping it out, you retard. Drew, are you really the smart one? You didn't hear the pop.
Drew's like, I knew. I told you.
I pray just long enough to get brain damage. I don't want him to die. I just want to make my point.
He's going so fast, they slow suddenly. All right.
Now, does this mean he's dreaming? I mean, if you're, let's say, you're having a dream. It's a very active dream.
Yeah,
you're running.
Yeah,
I mean,
you'd pick up.
You would pick up.
Sure.
Respiratory rate would pick up. Ooh, what was that, Rob?
Who was that?
I had a Snicker bar started
nice.
To come back on
what
me.
What was that?
That's all right.
Wow.
Rob?
Hi.
You're 18?
Yeah, I'm 18.
What's up?
I'm having some trouble taking my girlfriend's virginity.
Taking the virginity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a virgin?
No.
No. And you want to take her? How old is she?
She's 18.
All right.
I don't like the way people think about that. You know,
taking
like
it?
Taking her virginity.
Yeah, it's vernacular.
However you word it, it's more of like...
Having sex
I'm having
with
trouble
her.
Rupturing her hymen.
I see.
Oh, I mean, it's not a moral dilemma. You
no,
can't.
No, no,
you
no,
can't.
It's a mechanical problem.
You can't bust her seal.
Maybe she's not a virgin.
Well, are you bouncing off of something?
Well, I heard somewhere that that the older the girl is, the harder the hymen becomes to break. I don't know if that's true or not.
No, you know, my theory on that is.
You have a theory on that?
I never really do. Well, no, I just made it up, but. The reason older women have tougher hymens is not because it gets tougher over the years, it's because it's tougher in the first place, and that's why it hasn't broke by now.
Right. I think that's right. I think that's what I would say.
Yeah, that's my hymen theory.
If there's a hymen there, it's got to be a tough one.
It's got to, because it made it through all the spills on the jungle gym and the pony rides and Uncle Lou and the pool cabana.
That's right.
It's survived many a trauma.
Could be true.
Okay, so
when you're having trouble, is she spasming where you can't get through the opening? At the
Well, it hurts, and
she's hitting the hymen.
I also have the trouble, like, I really care about her, and it's kind of a turnoff when you see her wince and everything, so therefore it's a bit hard to
see,
keep...
This is all... There's something tonally that troubles me here. This taking the hymen, she winces, I can't tolerate it. What is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Rob creeps me out a little bit, too.
It's not so much a creep me out. I just wonder if you guys are, like, ready for this. Is it the right thing to be doing right now?
No, she wants to have sex. Mm. He wants to have sex. He's running into the hymen. And it hurts her.
The virginity and wincing. I lose my erection if she winces.
No. You do?
Yes,
Rob didn't say that, did he?
No, he didn't say that.
He said, wait.
Hold on a second.
You're putting words
like
in his mouth.
I like Spider, because Spider's like the court stenographer.
Let me check it out. No, he didn't say that.
He didn't. I'm listening carefully. I don't...
Well...
He said it's not... It loses his... He's not...
It's not easy for him when she's...
No longer excited when she's wincing.
Okay, but here's the thing.
I think that I translated that into loses his erection.
Rob is a little... He's a little, it's sort of...
Squirrely.
He's a little squirrely. He's got a little geek in him. I think he's sort of excited about the fact that he's taking someone's virginity, at least potentially. But she has a problem down there. And he doesn't want to fight it.
I'm just trying to put this all together.
Well, so what should she do? Well, hold on. Rob.
Yeah.
Do you lose your erection?
No, I don't lose an erection. It's just, it's not as... rock hard as it should be, which would...
Oh,
that,
shut
that's
up,
called
Drew.
Losing
no, it is not. It's just... Look, he's with somebody he has feelings for. They're trying to have sex. She's in pain.
No, I understand
that. It's not a turn-on for him to see her in pain.
I get that.
Yeah, really, do you want him to be turned on by pain?
Yeah, true.
It's a little odd, don't you think?
How many times have you guys tried this?
Like to see her wince.
Four
times. Okay.
And how long do you try before you give up?
Half an hour, 45 minutes.
Okay. All right, so look. Shouldn't she go to the gynecologist and see what's up here?
Yeah, sometimes they have to rupture things, surgically.
Yeah. They have to.
But I still...
They use an M80, I think.
Because it's really even hard to get two fingers inside.
Yeah,
I think it's a vaginismus thing.
I mean, you get the fingers past the opening and then hit the hymen?
Yeah, you can feel it, like it goes in and then it gets a lot tighter, and it's really hard to even push it.
Yeah, the tightness. Yeah. Now see, if you're hitting the hymen,
it just stops.
It just feels like someone put an eight ball up there, right?
Yeah.
Just bang into something.
You can. But if it's the tightness, that's the vaginismus.
You know what it's like? It's like one time my friend's dog dropped a handball in my toilet, and I couldn't see it. But I haven't reached my hand in there, and I felt this thing, and it was springy, but it was tight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Just beyond the curl.
Yeah.
It was difficult.
That was your first experience with...
With a hymen, yeah.
Interesting, yeah. You should bring that up now.
All right, so Rob... Oh, we don't know. We're not going to get out of Rob.
I'm getting to think that... I'm this whole vibe here is that there's something much more anxiety.
Is she uptight at all?
A little bit, yeah.
She been traumatized or anything?
Not that I know of.
I just get the vibe that this isn't maybe something she wants to be doing or he wants to be doing, or something's not quite right about this for these two right now.
Well, he's approaching it like Spock from Star Trek.
Yeah, maybe that's freaking around. I don't know. Something's not right with the sort of... Tude here.
Okay.
The
vibe. Either way, she needs to go to the gynecologist.
She needs just to see if the what's going on with whether there's something anatomic going on. But you guys need to kind of talk about what's going on with the anxiety that she maybe he's anxious and she picks up on it and they just sort of feed each other.
Okay, well, she knows there's going to be pain involved
too. Yeah, yeah.
All right, I want to go to the next call.
All right.
And I'm just gonna throw caution to the wind here and say we're going to Liam. If you're going to go out and get the Powerman 5000 CD, I want you to snore.
What do you mean?
Oh, wait a minute. He stopped snoring. He's evidently not going to pick up the Powerman 5000 CD.
Bastard. Wait. Liam?
The phone fell off his head.
Yeah, he's still snoring.
You should hear him up on the bed there if the phone's on the floor.
All right, let's listen.
I hear him.
I don't hear him.
I don't hear him.
He may have died in his sleep.
What's that apneic spell I was predicting?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He died. And, Drew, it's true if you have a dream, you die, right?
Of course,
as a physician.
Who doesn't know that?
Right. Just like if you
have... 89-year-old.
If you have a dream that you have a set of jugs on you, or you have a dream that you're the mayor of Whoville, that's where you are when you wake up, right?
Yes.
Whatever you dream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where you got the tiny schwanz.
Oh... Riley?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
First of all, Adam, genius.
Thank you.
All I have to say, and Drew, man of extreme passion.
He's a very passionate man.
But anyway, I wanted to know, what is the average size for a 14-year-old's penis to be?
Hard? Erect?
Yes.
9.5. Or 9.5 to, I think it's 9.5 to 9.75, 9.5 to 10, something like that, depending on what part of the country you're in.
Did you say 14?
14-year-old.
Yeah, you're right.
14, yeah, because it's going to keep growing until you're 21, right, Drew?
Yeah.
It's about 9, somewhere between 9 and 10, anywhere that. I mean, if you're getting under 9, I mean, that's a situation.
Yeah, surgery, man.
But somewhere between 9 and 10, why? What are you coming in at?
6 inches.
Seriously, but that's... Flaccid. I'm talking about hard here. Yeah. Talking about hard.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hard?
You have a small penis, you fag.
Oh, Drew, please. You're kidding. Riley, this is prank call, right?
No.
So you're not even 8?
No.
But you're not 7, right? You said 6 something?
I can't stand this. Lily off this kid. Tell him the truth.
Truth is 11.
The truth, Riley, is smaller than yours. Okay?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Truth about a 14 would be... So that's a very wide range at 14, okay? Because the people have different degrees of maturation.
Yes.
But a reasonable average would be about 5, I'd say.
Wow.
I mean, a full adult is not even 6.
My penis stopped growing when I was like 15, but my balls have been growing.
And descending. Not
and
just
continuing
growing, but just falling.
They continue to grow.
It's like some sort of Galileo... experiment.
My balls will continue to grow long after I'm in the grave.
These spheres from the Tower of Pisa. Which one will arrive first?
Riley?
Yeah?
You're fine. Now, when you measure your penis...
Notice the attitude change? Oh. He's like, hey!
Hey, how you doing?
You gotta do it like I do it, which is you take the ruler, you put it in your abdomen just above where your penis attaches, and then you put it against the wall and you lean all of your weight into it, and then take your open hand, your other hand, and stretch your penis as hard as you can so you get an accurate measurement. Oh, actually, no, wait a minute. Drew, you remember what my measurements are for the penis? Proper way to measure?
From the anus.
From the center of the anus to just past the tip. That's right. The official way to measure penis.
Think about the way they measure, you know, 4x4s.
They're only 3.5.
That's right.
I see what you're saying, Drew. Okay. We should be able to round up like lumber.
We'll just measure past.
Drew's saying a 1x6 is only 3/4 by 5.5.
Which it is, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Why can't I call my 6 1/8 a 7? No reason why.
Not one reason. It's convention.
I'm a carpenter. All right, we'll take a little break. Spider's here from Power Man 5000. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Spider's here tonight from Power Man 5000.
Mm-hmm.
Transform, name of the CD.
Yes. Is it midnight yet?
No, not yet. It's going to be out in about 15 minutes
and 41 seconds.
Yes, we are counting down. If you can't, there's not a place near you that's open after midnight tonight. You can just go ahead and set your alarm, get up early, hit one of these places in the morning. That's what you should do. Some of these places open, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock? Yeah. I don't know. Whenever I go to one of these record places and people are listening to records, I always want to... I don't know why I get angry at people that are hanging out, like the people that set up their office at the Starbucks or the people that camp out at the record place. I'm always just like, look, just buy the goddamn CD and hit the road, would you? Just sit there and listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, I hate those guys.
I mean, I understand you want to get a little sample, but you don't get that choice. Like,
it's a little like reading the magazines at the magazine rack, too. Same thing.
Yeah, just get it and go. Let's go. Let's talk to... you want to see if Liam's still sleeping?
Yeah, sure.
Liam?
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone, but he's not off the line. He's still on hold. It's been on hold for 82 minutes now.
Hold on, let's listen.
All right. I'm saying he slipped into a coma.
Yeah.
Kelly?
Yeah, hi.
You're 28. What's up?
Okay, this is for Dr. Drew. So Adam, please don't make fun. This is very serious, okay?
All right.
Well, now he's pretty much guaranteed.
Now he's loading up, Kelly. So go ahead.
Damn, bitch!
Anyway, like a month ago, I had kidney stones, and they gave me a CAT scan. Mm-hmm. And then there was a large mass growing on my uterus.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Hold on a second. Uterus! Oh, man!
You're so serious.
Yeah.
So... They give me, like, an ultrasound, and they notice this thing is, like, 6 inches in diameter. It's really big.
Mm-hmm.
So I just...
Is it in the wall of the uterus? Outside of it? Inside it? You don't know where?
I'm not sure exactly.
Right.
They thought they were going to do a thing called a hysteroscopy, where they go with a scope.
Yeah. Oh, man. Possible cancer.
Stop it. Anyway, now they have to go in with, like, major surgery to get the thing out. And they gave me this shot called Depo-Lupron.
Yeah, try to shrink it.
Yeah, to put me in, like, menopause.
It makes you crazy, too.
It does?
Yeah.
Great.
Imagine that.
So, like, I'm going to have major surgery. Can you tell me anything, like, what the surgery is going to be like? And do you think I can still have kids?
Well, if they're going to do what's called a myomectomy, which is where they just pull the mass out and try to maintain the integrity of your uterus and the uterine muscle, the best way to get that done is with a scope. You may want to get other opinions because somebody should be able to do that with a laparoscope, which is what they sounded like they were planning to do in the first place.
Drew just had one of those,
well,
right?
I did. It was awful.
True. Did they save the uterus?
The uterus is still intact.
Thank God. Still bear children?
Absolutely.
Good.
I've got one in me now.
Is it mine? Is that Anderson's? No. We're talking about it now.
Off the air. Talk about it now.
We're all big boys. Is that Anderson's seed?
So anyway, Kelly, you also could just leave it be, which is some. It may affect your fertility to leave it be.
Leave what be?
This fibroid.
Really?
They have a very tiny risk of becoming cancerous. It's very unlikely. I'd be actually more concerned about why you're getting kidney stones at 28 as much as anything else. So.
Why are you getting kidney stones at 28,
I don't know.
Kelly?
I've had them 4 times in 2 years, and I don't know why.
Any family history there?
No, not at all. All of a sudden,
you should see a nephrologist about that. You need to get your urine, kidney specialist.
Nephrologist?
Yeah, you need to.
I figured I would just take care of the female problem first, but the problem is the fibroids are very, very painful, so they have me on Vicodin, and they gave me like 50 Vicodin with 5 refills, so I told them I was going to give me rehab after this because I'll probably get addicted to them.
You use that more than a few weeks, you will get addicted to it.
That's what I try to tell them. I'm like, I need to get this thing out of me because it really, really hurts.
All right, and the surgery, if they do the cutting... Mm-hmm. It's pretty miserable recovery. It's an abdominal surgery, and it's
that's
a couple
what I told
weeks.
Them. I'm like, what are you going to give me when I come out of surgery? You can't just give me Vicodin and expect it to, like, you know, they have to be responsible.
Don't worry, they will. They'll give you a morphine infusion.
Hell, you're a real ball buster, aren't you?
No, what if they just let you die? I just know everybody has these problems with Vicodin, and I don't want to be one of those people, so I'm real careful. Like, I'm trying not to take it unless I'm in agony. Almost every day. But
well, do you have momentum with drugs?
What do you mean?
Is there a family history of alcoholism?
Oh, no, no, not at all. I'm very smart. I know that people get addicted to it, so I'm being very careful with
it. Yeah, but if you don't have a gene for the disease, if you have no family history of alcoholism, you're going to be fine. So.
Yeah, well, I have been to rehab before.
All right, so you're an addict.
Well, no, I was addicted to diet pills.
Okay, but Kelly, you're either an addict or you're not an addict. And
I guess a little bit.
No, Kelly, she had an eating disorder.
Kelly, you're an addict. And so you being exposed to any opiates reactivates your disease. You have a real serious problem.
But you get addicted to diet pills. Is it basically speed?
Yeah.
No, it was fenfen. I had fenfen, and I have a heart problem, too. I'm all messed up.
Yeah, that's amphetamine.
I give you till 30.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right.
But you got to talk. You got to get back with the program, call your sponsor immediately.
This is why I'd be a horrible doctor, because Kelly'd come in, she'd start chewing on my ear about, well, I'm going to get Vicodin because I was in fenfen, and I was having the fibroid cyst. And no, what are you going to do? You're going to laugh. And I'd be like, after about 10 minutes, like, hey, bitch, die. Just get out of my face, would you?
That's what you got out of my patients.
Yeah, just go somewhere and die with dignity like an Indian or a cat. Do you know what I mean? These people have dignity. They go up to the mountain, they die, the cat goes under the house and dies. Who knows when it's going to die? You know, people are always like, cats go somewhere to die, but cats go somewhere all the time. You know, they're always going somewhere. Yeah. I think it's just coincidence they happen to die when they're somewhere. What do you want to die on your head while you're asleep? Like, they're always somewhere other than
like
where
Liam?
You are. Yeah, Liam's dying to sleep. He had a dream that he died. Andrew?
Hey, my question's for Spider.
Oh, that's right, I'm here. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, is it true that you originated as MC Spider?
Originated?
Yeah, I mean, like, when you first started out, you were known as MC Spider.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, is there anywhere you can get a CD of you as him? Or when you first started out?
Maybe, like on eBay or something, pay like $100 or something for that. But there's nothing in record stores.
You weren't MC Spider
back when
we knew you, were you?
No, this was way back in the day, yo.
Really?
Back in Boston.
Ooh, I'd like to see what that hair was doing back
then. It was long. I didn't have, like, the Vanilla Ice. Like, I had, like, I looked like I was in Metallica, but I wanted to be, I thought I was, like, Ice-T or something.
Were you scratching?
No, I had a DJ, and I used to, that's how I started. I was, into rap. Well, I first started in punk rock bands, and then I discovered rap music, and I did that for a little while, and then I realized that I looked like a buffoon doing that, and I went back to my roots of, you know, playing rock music.
So. Did you ever put out a CD?
There was like a 12-inch, excuse me, a 12-inch single of some of that stuff, but it's really hard to find. And, you know, once in a while on eBay, you can pick that up.
Now, can you get that stuff if you want it? I mean, let's just say you wanted to go out and get a copy of that for some reason.
You know, I have my little archives set aside of some of that stuff, so... I ever need a little quick cash, I can...
But let's just say for one reason or another, you needed to go out and get another one.
No.
Did you just go on eBay?
It's gone, yeah.
You have as good a shot as anyone else.
Absolutely. That stuff is really rare and tough to find. So if he's interested in it, good luck.
Thanks, man.
Right on.
Yeah, I saw you in Phoenix. You ruled, man.
Oh, thanks, man. You going to get the record in 10 minutes?
Of course. I'm going down to the record store in a little while.
That's my man.
Fabulous. It's really 7 minutes and 52 seconds.
Well, thanks for your support.
You're welcome.
Young man.
All right. 7:53 because I got us right up to midnight.
45.
I didn't count for the second over midnight. See what I'm saying?
40.
So I can count on one sale tonight.
Let's, oh, yeah.
Just check on Liam one more time.
He's got passed out. Liam? Now he's been on hold for 89 minutes.
I hope it's a local call.
We have to deduct the time that he's been on the air because the whole thing stops at that point. So you have to add, I think, 4 minutes and change to that. So you're at about 93 minutes or so for young Liam. One more call. Let's see. Lydia?
Hi.
You're 21?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. You're thinking of mixing some over-the-counter meds?
Yeah, I'm going on a vacation with a girlfriend of mine in about a weekend. I want to know if it's as dangerous as we're told that it is.
What do you want to take?
Oh, well, we have teeth, Tylenol 3s. That's not probably that big of a deal. But we have some Vicodin and,
Tonight, take some codeine,
Drew.
Smoke a little heroin.
Drew, that's come on. Not, they just want to go on vacation.
That's not over-the-counter. That's an opiate.
Okay. Like,
that's morphine, heroin.
What is?
The Vicodin and the codeine.
Okay.
But here's the deal. Am I right, Drew, that the stuff with the Tylenol, and it's bad for your liver if you mix it with the booze.
If you're drinking, that's correct.
But and is Vicodin the same thing,
Vicodin
right?
Vicodin has tons of Tylenol in it.
Yeah. So you don't want to get the Tylenol booze thing going.
Not at all.
I mean, well, a little bit, actually, yeah.
Lydia, I just...
Where are you going?
Florence, Italy.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do there.
You can't just chug some wine and look at the Tower of Pisa?
Well, we're both just graduating. We just graduated from college, so we figure we need to celebrate.
Did you learn anything?
Just smoke a little herb or something.
Well, obviously, but...
Obviously.
Something new, you know.
Yeah, opiates...
Is it dangerous?
Well,
no.
Are we going to die? No. If you take a couple of opiates, they're not dangerous being exposed to them.
Uh-huh.
Not like ecstasy, which can damage brain, things like that. The drug itself is not painful, but it can trigger the most profound form of addiction. So you got to be really careful.
Nah, but hey, good times.
But
listen,
you won't die.
You go to Riverside, you got to get high. You go to Italy, you don't need to get high.
Well, okay.
Here's how you're going to die, though. You're going to pop a couple of those Tylenol 3s, have a glass of Chianti, and drive your moped into a river.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
All right, that's how you die. Plus, a lot of raping over there in Italy.
Rapo.
Yeah, that's actually Italy means rape.
All Italians X-ray vision.
Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Well, that's the show, everybody. I want to thank Spider for coming in here from Power Man 5000.
Thanks for having me.
Transform, name of the CD, going to be out in... it's out. Technically
it's
out.
Fantastic.
Now,
as
technically
of
out.
Now.
So go out and pick that up. Spider, good seeing you.
Good to see you guys. Maybe we should do this again sometime.
Anytime.
Not don't let 4 years pass, though.
Yes.
We'll be back before then.
So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I was banging her till little pieces of my son start coming out the piggy bank there. So now I switched over to oral for a while. It's cool.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.